Good morning, good noon time, good noon 30, good afternoon, good evening, good midday, good night, good midnight, whatever time of day it is. I want you to know, hey, I'm Lynn Ferguson, and I approve this message. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, Lynn's Pins. It's a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world, and music. Today, I want to talk about this Badu taboo and how, unfortunately, Erykah Badu has come under fire for, let the toxic males tell it, sleeping around and being ran through. Of course, these aren't my words, and it's not my sentiment, but if you want to know more, you just sit back, relax, grab a snack, and let's jump in. Lynn's Bins. So this same nigga who was thirsting after Ice Spice's ass through Twitter, talking about something he wanted to hit that, this, that, and the third, has the nerve when it comes to grown women who don't look like, you know, have the body type of Ariana Grande's and Ice Spice's and, you know, people who are very, very petite, thin, little girl looking almost women, you know? And this is not to knock people who look like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, like, I have people in my family who have those types of petite frames, and they even feel like they look like little kids or little girls. And I think even Ariana Grande came out about an eye surgery she had to make her face look more womanly versus girly, because she was getting a lot of creeps and this, that, and the third. And, you know, people were always saying shit, and she's just sick of it. And that's what she wanted to do. But here this dude is. They call him DJ. He calls himself DJ Academics. Of course, botches intentionally the spelling of academics, the word, for his name. And proves to be just as illiterate as that would indicate if you weren't actually in on the joke. As stupid, as ridiculous as that spelling would indicate. Because he's talking shit about grown women like Erykah Badu, who is a woman who not a single man on this earth would not even admit is beautiful. Beautiful. Not just sexy, not just bad. She's beautiful. And he couldn't say anything about, see, this is how they do women. He couldn't say anything about her aesthetics, because she's not a darker skinned woman. And it's easier to clown darker skinned women for these dudes, because they be fucking self fucking misogynoir, holding such misogynoir views and things like that. But she's not dark skinned. She's not an easy target because she's dark skinned. She's not an easy target because she's aesthetically unappeasing. Because she's actually the total opposite. She's model esque. Her beauty is model esque beauty. Her jawline, her cheekbones, like, it just gives mother, you know, mother Africa, and it gives Native American at the same time. He couldn't clown her because she's not built, because she's built even for a fairly petite woman herself. She's a shorter woman who is not super big in frame. She's gotten a little bit more, you know, curvaceous in her, you know, older years, which I don't mean that to say she's old. I just mean her later years, in her more recent years. But there's not been a time out here that Erykah Badu has not been seen as one of the most beautiful women in Black culture and music to date. So what are we talking about? From the freckles to the fro, head to the toe, body to the soul. Like, this woman is beautiful, and she shows it on a regular basis. And it's just crazy, because it's just like, so in that situation, he wants to say she's run through, she's ran through. He wants to call her a hoe. She was ran through by every rapper in the industry. he said she gets with like younger dudes, robbing the cradle basically. He said her pussy wasn't all that, and she gonna have to show him. She just simply directed him to where he could purchase. I think it's the incense that she sells that smells like her vagina. Look, y'all. Look, I can't. But this dude just clowned SZA as well. And, you know, she is a darker skinned woman. She's a brown skinned woman. I would consider her dark skinned. And she's beautiful. I don't really listen to her music, but she has amazing music. She has an amazing voice. People all across the musical, like, diaspora love her voice. Or at least the pop music diaspora. And this dude is going to sit here and talk about her body. He said stuff about she got a big ass neck. She's as big as he is. She's as fat as he is. She's a fat mini Lizzo. She need to go back to the doctor because her BBL ain't looking right. And we all know she got a BBL and all this other stuff. And, you know, now you want to act like a bad bitch, but you was fat as me. And it's like, so do you want to be a bad bitch? Is that the real motherfucking question? Like, what exactly is the reason that you're going off about this grown black woman who's beloved by the community, including by you? Because he even admits in this tirade that he went off on about this woman that he's like, we love you for your music. Okay, so how, number one, don't lie. Because if this is how you do people who you love, baby. So he's basically saying, we love you for your music, and you can beast all day with the music, but don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get ahead. It's too big for your shoulders. Don't get a big head and think that you are a bad bitch, because you're not. You're cute, but you're not like that. You're fat like me. You look like you ate a whole pack of Franks. You like to eat. I like to eat too. No, we know you like to eat. Roly poly oly. He's small and smart and round. Like, what are you talking about? Are you serious? I'm telling you, it's always these dudes. They cannot help themselves. They cannot stop talking about women. Black women. The darker, the worse. The commentary. Like, come on. Everyone's saying this is unprovoked. This attack on SZA. We all know why he said what he said about Erykah Badu. I'm surprised he waited this long to say what he said. Because, you know, he said a little something at first. You know, when it first happened after he got off the show with her. But, like, you know, when he went on his own little, you know, in the corner in his own little fucking private show. But he didn't go off like he just did recently about Erykah Badu until just now. And that shit happened all the way back in 2017. She hurt his feelings. Rightfully so. And she knew exactly what she was doing because his dumb ass, and if you don't know what she did, she compared him to Jerry. You know? Dun 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 dun. You know? And she was so funny the way she did it. She just, like, she drew it out. Like, it was, oh my goodness. She's talking about bowls of cereal. Like, she's like, it's on the tip of my tongue. And she kept singing that. She kept humming the theme song. Until she finally said, I got it. You know who you remind me of? Oh my goodness. It was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. And it's, I mean, the reason that it is so funny is because it is literally true. He literally looks like the mouse, Jerry, from Tom and Jerry. And not just like Jerry, But he looks like Jerry when Jerry has those like mischievous eyes. Like, you know, like he just got Tom on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's just funny because he does. Like, his eyelashes are longer than most women's. And these feminine traits, maybe they all add up. You know, his titties, his eyelashes, you know, maybe these things all add up to his curves, why he attacks women. Maybe he is a woman and he just don't want to come out about it because he loves living as a man so much. And he knows he could never talk about any of the women he'd be talking about, because then he really couldn't talk about them because he would fit a category that's worse than any of the categories of women he's already critiqued. The problem is, none of the women he's talked about are anywhere near as big as him. None of the women he's talked about are balding. And he's not just balding on his head in the normal places. I didn't know you could do this, but he's balding in his fucking beard. Like, there are patches in his face, on his face, in his beard that are missing or going missing. So when you can retract the Amber Alert on your motherfucking beard, bitch, then you could talk about women. When you can get rid of them titties, he talking about SZA's titties ain't tittying. Bitch, your titties is tittying enough for you and SZA. So why don't you go give her some help in private? Why don't you do the right thing, what a grown woman would do? You know what I'm saying? Grown women don't set each other out like this. And go and offer her some titties and some support. Talking about some she needs a corset and a girdle and all this. What the fuck is going on? Where is your girdle? Because you're going to need a girdle and a corset. Where is your girdle? Like, that's what I need to know. Before you get up on this show struggling to critique a grown woman who is doing things you couldn't fathom with talent that you never had in your life, claiming DJ. You ain't no motherfucking DJ. And if you was, that'd be the only thing you could do, because you don't have talent. You have to take other people's work and make something out of it. Yes, I sing covers, but I make original content as well. In every single genre. Coming out with an EDM album soon. So, you sound ridiculous. I mean, like, you sound dumb and shit. You sound mad. You sound mad. And you sound dumb. Like, he really said so many things about this woman. It makes me want to keep checking her Twitter to see when she's going to post him sliding her DMs and asking her out. In her rejecting him, because it has to be something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because he's coming from a place of hurt. He literally pulled up a picture of this woman, several pictures, and they were beautiful pictures. And he's like Dr. Oz drawing over here, drawing over there, and, you know, like he's motherfucking Nip and Tuck. He needs to nip his motherfucking balls off or untuck the motherfucker. That's what the fuck he needs to do. Make a decision, because this is ridiculous. Is you a bitch or is you a dude? That's ridiculous. I mean, like, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. These fucking incels, like, this is what a black incel looks like. If y'all didn't know, this is what an incel looks like in the black community. I know it's a little different because, you know, the white dudes, they do a little different, you know? But this is what they look like. This is what a small dick-ass motherfucker looks like. It's giving no dick energy. Fuck a small dick. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at here. This is ridiculous. I just had to, I had to get my piece out about this, because it just pisses me off to constantly have to see so many of these men out here degrading. I saw a video the other day of a black girl in a Walmart who was beaten, had a bottle smashed over her head, thrown into a shelf full of bottles like a rag doll. Like, the dude literally, he was the first one to throw a hit. She's over here about to square off with this girl who, I don't know if he was with the girl or what, the girl gave somebody her baby, one of the store attendants, her baby, so that she could fight the girl. But she barely fought the girl because the dude pushed the girl from the jump who was working at the store. And that's what started the fight. Then the girls end up fighting for a minute. And then he comes through. Two times he came back through and threw his licks in the midst of them fighting. I hate that kind of bitch ass shit. I hate that kind of bitch ass shit. It pisses me off so badly. I want those motherfuckers to die. Like, I want them to roll over and die. I want those motherfuckers to be thrown in a jail cell and raped with a pole. Gang raped. I want those motherfuckers to be beaten by a whole motherfucking prison full of dudes. Until they just are out of here. Till they can't take it no more. Because this is unacceptable. The first episode I made through this channel, the very first thing that I came to bring through Lens Bends. What was it? The name of the episode is You Look Good for a Black Girl, .. And it's about exactly what it sounds like. The Black community and the problem we have with Black boys and men being raised to disrespect and dehumanize their own women and girls. In that episode, I spoke about this, an attempted kidnapping of this Black girl on a train. And the Black dude who was sitting next to her did nothing. Had it not been for the person with the camera and the white dude just deciding to just sit on the bench and like leave it alone and like her, you know, let her go basically. For some reason, he got off the train, he sat on the bench and just let her go. Like, he didn't just willingly let her go, but like she like, you know, was able to maneuver out of his hands. But she was so skinny, so petite, that he was able to literally just pick her up and run off the train. And the dude who was sitting next to her did nothing. He did absolutely nothing, y'all. But these are the same people who want to, you know, push this hype about transgender women being the main problem and antithesis of an antagonist of cisgender women. Are we serious? Are we serious? What rights have we taken from you, honey? How many of us are out here scrapping with you, sending you to the hospital? These motherfucking niggas doing it. These dudes is doing it all day. They're doing it all day long. While you all want to attack T.S. Madison, you want to attack other transgender women and people who are speaking out about real things and real issues who have done nothing but protect women. Because you're mad about a three-letter word that's not even English. It's fucking Latin. Like, if that's really where you want to go with things, while you get fucking abused by the men in your lives. I just saw a video of this man getting in his baby mother's face over their daughter, who's this little girl who said she was uncomfortable sitting in the mother's uncle's lap or brother's lap. And I don't know if it was her brother or her uncle, the mother's brother or uncle. But she put, it's the uncle to the daughter. She put the little daughter in the uncle's lap. The dad was upset and going off about it. And immediately in the beginning of the video, he said she felt uncomfortable. Don't do that. And he was coming like real strong in her ass, you know, like almost you would say reckless. But when you think about the situation, he came exactly how he was supposed to come. He was concerned about his daughter. And his daughter, immediately after he says she felt uncomfortable, the daughter said, I felt uncomfortable. And she's more focused as the mother on how he's coming to her than how her daughter felt uncomfortable sitting in a grown man's lap who was supposed to be her uncle. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And we may, come to find out something totally different with the situation, that the uncle was never, you know, a bad person, and that, who knows, maybe the dad actually is the one doing some shit. You know, you never know. And that's why he's acting so crazy. But I'm not going to put that on him. He seems like a protective father from the little bit of evidence that I saw. And that's something that you know, not everybody gets to see, you know, not everybody gets to experience that. So I applaud it. And usually a lot of the time you see the mothers out here being portrayed as the protectors of these kids. But especially with daughters, it's a whole nother story. It's a whole nother story. Mothers and daughters, it's not the same thing. It is not the same thing. And I know, personally. But y'all gonna have to wake up. But y'all gonna have to wake up at one point, because this is ridiculous. You got men out here beating the shit out of women. You got men out here taking women's rights away. You got men out here raping women. And now you can't get an abortion. And y'all worried about a three-letter word. Meanwhile, y'all don't want to acknowledge transgender men exist. You keep wanting to say only women have periods. But if you're not going to acknowledge transgender men as the men they are and say that they have periods too, then unfortunately, you're going to continue to perpetuate the same thing that you want to not be the case with you. The same way you want people to refer to you a certain way, you're not doing that for other people. So you won't get the respect. And you will eternally be in a cycle where you're disrespecting and being disrespected. So congratulations. Play yourself. But I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, and I welcome you. Join me next time we jump in, Lynn.